For a neres tamei ani l'cho. If the Saita herself agrees and says she's tamei, she says she did this nus, so we don't use the mincha, and we have to burn it. We're talking about now that after the mincha is put into the kodesh, into a kli sharis, so the mincha has kedushas aguf, and now she admits that she did this nus, so we don't use the mincha, but rather it's misrefus. Or else if two eidim come now and tell us that she had nus before we use the mincha, so now the mincha is to be burnt. Or else we are never saying the shaisa. If a lady's time, the site itself says she doesn't want to drink, so she doesn't want to drink, we don't drink the mincha, but we burn it. Or else we should buy lady right to lash kaisa. Or else if the husband does not want to let her drink the mehamarim. The luck is it has to be done by the will of the husband. If the husband doesn't want, so then also we don't drink the mincha. Another case is v'shabayla bo'ale baderech. If we know that on the way up from that town until Yerushalayim, the husband lived with his wife, so he did an avera, because once she becomes a saita, she's also to a husband until they find out, until after she drinks the mehamarim. So if they lived on the road, then the water does not check her out, and therefore there's no purpose to bring a mincha. So if we find out about this before we brought the mincha, the din is this ref is supposed to burn the mincha. Now, v'chol ha'nesuyois l'kahanim. Any saita, a lady that's married to a kohen, she's an eistes kohen, she's a regular saita, she has to go bring her mincha. The lachar is mincha stay in this rafis. She know that minchis are to be burnt. So Rashi says it means like this: v'afilo karav hakemes kuchasai. Even in the case where they brought the mincha the right way, they made a kmitza, took a handful, and they burnt it. V'loy nitmon, it didn't get tamei. Still, the leftover of the mincha nisraf in shirayim. You're supposed to burn the leftover part of the mincha beveis hadeshin. We'll soon see. Because that's the lach of the kayin. Every minchas kayin is kule kalul. So since she's a meshas kayin, is called like a mincha of a kayin, that's the lach of the shirayim is not edible, but rather the whole thing is supposed to be burnt. Now, bas yisrael han shenisayis l'kayin. A bas yisrael that got married to a kayin, minchas and srefas were the same thing, that a mincha is supposed to be burnt. The kahanis shenisayis yisrael. What about a bas kayin that got married to yisrael? Minchas and nachelis. Here the shirayim, the leftover, is necheles. In other words, we go after the husband. Here the husband is the Yisrael, so it's called the Minchas Yisrael. That's the law of the Minchas Yisrael, that the shirayim, the leftover part of the flour, after the kohen makes the kemitzah, the leftover is nechol l'kahanim. But if the husband is the kohen, that's the law of Minchas kohen, is kule kol, the whole thing is burnt. Now, ma ben kohen l'kahanis, what's the difference between the man that's a kohen and the lady that's a kahanis? Minchas kahanis necheles. If the kahanis, just that she's the kahanis, but she's married to a Yisrael, then her mincha is necheles. But that's the loch of minchas kohen and necheles. But a mincha that the husband is a kohen, there's no part that's edible. The whole thing is burnt. Kahanis mischaleles. If a kahanis lives with a kohen that's possible to her, she becomes a chalala, she's mechaleles. The kohen ain't mischalel. But the kohen himself, he does not become a chalal. If a kohen marries a gerusha, he does not become a chalal. His kids become a chalal, his wife becomes a chalal, but he does not. Kahanis metamal meisim. There's no witha tumma by a kahanis, by the ladies. V'yein kohen metamal meisim, but by the men kahanim, they're also to touch a meis. Kohen echa b'kodesh kadoshim. By kodesh kadoshim, it's only zichrei kuna, men. V'yein kahanis echels b'kodesh kadoshim. But ladies are kahanis, she cannot eat kodesh kadoshim. Now, ma ben ish l'isha, what's the difference in halach is between a regular Yisrael, between an ish and an isha? For ish, a man, by a mitzora, is pareyo perim. He has to rip off trashi kashumanuga, pareyo rosh, he has to uncover his hair like, or perim pagodav, and he has to rip his clothing. Pareyo rosh means he has to let his hair grow at that time when he's a nega. And he has to rip his clothing. But v'yein isha paras or paremis. Anisha does not let her hair go wild, and she does not have to rip her clothing if she's a mitzaras. Ha'ish maderes b'nei b'nozir. A man can make his child become a nozir, v'yainisha maderes b'nei b'nozir. But a lady cannot become a naziris for a son. Ha'ish megaleach al naziris aviv. When your father dies, if he left over money for the kabonis of a nozir, his son could use those money of that kabonis for his kabonis. But v'yainisha megaleach al naziris aviyah. But even in the case where the daughter yashins her father, she cannot use that money, the kabbonis, for her kabbonis of a naziris. Ha'ish mekanish has beat the man can marry off his daughter, But a wife cannot marry off a daughter. There's no exeris akos if she can marry off a daughter. A father could sell his daughter to be an amariah. But a wife, the mother cannot sell her daughter to be a maid. In a case where the zechi of misav skill upon a man, we stone him undressed. But v'yena isha niskelas aruma. If an isha is mechuyav skila, we don't stone her undressed. V'ish nitle, after you stone the man, then you hang him. V'yena isha nitlis. But a lady, we don't hang, we don't let a lady hang. V'ish nimka b'gnei vasa. If a man stole and he doesn't have money to pay back, the halacha is we sell him for never nivri to have money in order to pay back. V'yena isha nimkeras b'gnei vasa. But in a case where a lady stole and she doesn't have money to pay back, we do not sell her for an amar v'yah in order to have money to be sold back. And all these things we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. All right, we'll stop here. What? You have a holding daf chov gimel omer aleph by the Gemara. First says this, Tana Rabbonim, look at a braisa like this. Kol hanesuyes l'kahuna. Any lady that's married to a kohen is minuchuseyem nisrofes. That the halacha is when the wife has to bring her mincha is burnt. So Rashi says it means achas mincha soita, whether the wife is bringing a mincha because she's a soita, the achas minchas nedova. Even if not al soita, time she's bringing a mincha, but teres in nedova, the halacha is her mincha is burnt. What does that mean? Ketzad, what's the halacha? And really that's what it says in our Mishnah also. Our Mishnah said, V'chol ha'nesuyis l'kanin, minchaisayim nesrofis. The menachas have to be burnt. So now the Gemara explains, Ketzad, what's the halacha? Halacha is like this. Kahanis leviyo v'yisraelis shenistas l'koyim. No matter what the wife is, whether she's a Yisraelis, whether she's leviyo or kahanis, if she's married to a kohen, you go both to the husband. If the husband is a kohen, then the halacha is ein minchos anachelis. You're not allowed to eat her mincha. Even though usually a regular mincha, when the kohen brings the mincha of a Yisrael, the halacha is the kohen takes the kemitza, takes the handful of the shemen and the kemach, and that he puts on the mizbeach, he burns, and the rest of it, the shirayim, is nechal. The rest of it has a halacha like kodesh kadoshim, that kohanim are allowed to eat it. My shenken over here, it's not that way. Here you go, boss of the husband. The halacha is when a kohen brings a mincha, the Torah says, kula kolu, the whole thing is burnt. There's no part of the kohen's mincha that's nechal. The whole thing is burnt. That's the special halacha by a kohen. So here it's like this. Since she's married to a kohen, so therefore, ein minchas anachelis, mifnei sheyesh loy chelik bo. The reason why the shirayim cannot be eaten is because the husband has a chelik in the mincha. And whenever the kohen has a chelik in the mincha, that's the locha mincha of a kohen is supposed to be burnt. There's no part to be eaten. But v'enoi oyla kolu, but it's not like a regular mincha of a kohen. When a regular kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no kemitz involved. We just take the whole mincha and burn it on the mizbeach. Here we can't do that by the wife of a kohen. Why? Mifnei sheyesh lo chelik bo. Because she has a chelik in this mincha. And she does not have the loch of a kohen. There's only a special loch of the zocher of a man kohen brings his own mincha. That's the chiddush, that his mincha is kula kolu. The whole thing is burnt. But over here, by a wife, even if she's a bas kohen, even a bas kohen does not have this halacha. A bas kohen, her mincha is like any other mincha that you make a kmitza, and the rest of it is nechal. So over here, you can't burn the whole mincha because she has a chelik in this mincha. So what do we have to do with the mincha of an eshes kohen? Elo ha kohen meitz korv v'yatzmai. The halacha is you have to make a meitz kmitza because she has a chelik of the mincha. And because of her chelik, you're supposed to make a kmitza and the rest should be eaten. So our core point is we have to make a kmitza to burn the kmitza. The hashirayim, what do we do with the leftover part of a mincha? Is kraven biyatzman. It's brought by itself. Pashit biyatzman means you burn it on the mizbeach by itself. So Rashi says, liyachash korav hakaymetz. after we brought the kemitzah, after we burnt the kemitzah, that's the handful from this mincha, out because of her portion. Now we have to burn the rest of it because the kohen has the chelik in the rest of it. So that's what we do with the mincha of an eshes kohen. So Mari asked Akasha, how could you do that? Ikri kan, we should call over here the Indian of kol shehumi menu liishim is harayu babas taktiru. There's like a law in the Torah. Anytime you have some part of the kabonis or a mincha that's supposed to be burnt, so once you put that part on the mizbeach that's burnt, the rest of it, it's also to put it on the mizbeach to burn it. You're not allowed to burn it. That's this klal of kol shehumi menu liishim. Anything that part of it was put on the mizbeach to be burnt, the rest of it, harayu babal takiru. There's a law not to burn the rest of it. And like Rashi says, kori kan mimenu. The pasuk says, ki chol sar v'chol devash leisak ribu l'Hashem. And hevelen lemichta v'pasuk should have, hevelen, that's what pasuk should have said. Lomu lemichta mimenu. Why does it say, kol ala sigla takiru mimenu? El al midrash, to make a drasha, that by itself, you cannot be makdirit. That means, kol shemimenu oila, kvar isha l'Hashem, anything you have that you burnt a part of it, that's the way you're supposed to. And there's something left over, you're not allowed to burn the leftover. And Rashi says, v'yesh bechlal lav zeh, bosa kol kabonis. Any type of a carbon, that the lachar is you burn, the imurim, the fats we burn. But the meat goes to the kahanim teat. So there's a lav, you're not allowed to burn that meat. Once you burnt the part you're supposed to of the carbon, the leftover, it's an issa to burn it. Chutz from a carbon oil that the whole thing is burnt. So Rashi says, now v'yesh bechlal zeh shirei minochis. And this lav is also the leftover part of a mincha. So therefore here it's a kasha. V'okinami, dilma bos l'chelik, shalo islam l'mezel. Maybe we have to go after that she has a portion here. And her portion of the mincha should be v'heri haktaras koimit kilchasai. When the koyin burnt the kemitza of this korban, he did the halacha the way he's supposed to. V'yelu shirayim gemurim. And what's left over is called shirayim gemurim. V'yeshnim about takhiru. Therefore there should be a lav, you're not allowed to burn the leftover of the shirayim, of the mincha. So how come we say over here that by an Eshes Kayin we burn the rest of her mincha? How could you burn it? It's a suffix. Like it's a suffix that we're burning it. Because maybe you have to go after the husband's portion. But the question is, maybe you have to go after the wife's portion. And if you go after her portion, then there's a lav to burn it. So if the Issa alav, you should not be allowed to burn it. So my answer is, oh my Yehuda, pray to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, demasik lo l'shum eitzim. I tell you, when we put the rest of the mincha on the mizbeach, you do not burn it with kavono to make a real good haktorah, but rather we burn it l'shem eitzim, as if to say you're only burning it like it's a piece of wood. That's all. And that goes to Reb Lezer, like Reb Lezer says, to Tanya, Reb Lezer Weimer. The apostle says, l'reach nichoyach. That's if you burnt the ikka part of the korban, the emurim, you're not allowed to burn the basar. That's only you're not allowed to put the basar on the mizbeach l'shem or reach nichoyach, like for the sake of really burning it l'shem mitzvah haktara, to give like nachas ruach tashem. That you iatamala. That you're not allowed to do. That's this love. You can't put the leftover to burn on the mizbeach. Avol bot atamalayu l'shum eitzim. But you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach just to burn it like it's wood. You're not doing it l'shem the mitzvah haktorah. You're only doing it l'shem ishim, l'shem burning wood. That's mutter. So therefore here also, the leftover part of the mincha, really it's a suffix if it's supposed to be burnt or not. So really when we burn it with a tanai, as if to say, if we go after a whole portion, that you're not allowed to burn it, so then we're not burning it b'tarris, a real burning of reach nichoyach. We're only burning it like you burn wood without any kavon l'shem haktorah. But if the lach is, we go after the husband's, the kohen's portion, therefore has a chiyuv haktorah, therefore we're burning it. So according to Reb Lezer, you can make this tanai, you can get out of the yisra. You won't be over the yisra, that's the yitzah. So Gemara says it depends. Ha nichal Reb Lezer, this is only good according to Reb Lezer shita. The yisla hai svara, that he holds the lav to burn the leftover is only if you have intentions to do it l'shem mitzvah saktara, but not stamp for the sake of burning like wood. Then you have this yitzah. Elo the Rabbanah, but according to the Rabbanan Shita, that argue on Reb Lezer, to les luhai hai svaro, they do not hold this svaro, this reasoning. They hold rather that the lav applies at all times. Any leftover of the mincha of the korban, there's a lav hatera to burn it on the mizbeach. Since so, how come here we're saying the leftover part of the mincha is supposed to burn on the mizbeach? It should be a suffix issa hatera. So Gemara answers, another teretz is tiyavdi luhu kareb lezer Reb Shimon. It could be they do like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says. The Tanya we learned like this. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Aina. Ha-koimeitz kar-vi-atzmai. True. When an Ashes Kain brings a mincha, the koimeitz, the main part that the Kain takes with his fingers, that part is burnt on the Mizbeach. That's good. Because Maman of Shoch, this much has to be burnt. Whether it's a Kain's, whether it's the Ashes, the wives, the Kamitz has to be burnt. But the question, what about the Shirayim? The Torah says like this, you do not have to burn the Shirayim, you do not put it on top of the Mizbeach, because then there'll be this love of Kol Shemen Elishim Ariel Bavakatiru. But rather the Eitzer is just sprinkle it on the Beis Hadeshen. A Beis Hadeshen is another place where you burn it, and not on the Mizbeach itself. That's like, that's Reb Leza, that's what Leza Reb Shimon Shita. Rashi brings down that the Gemara Menachas is Shita, by a Minchas Choyta, Shemev Yal Shemiyas Koyl, a Kofarim, that's the Shita though. That you're supposed to put the Shirayim al Beis Hadeshen, means on a side firing place, not on top of the Mizbeach. So this Ishter is only, you can't burn the leftover of the Mincha on the Mizbeach. Say Nechanami, according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, we do not burn it on the Mizbeach, but rather we burn it on the Beis Hadeshen. Now, the Afilu Rabbanin Loi Pligi,